Fest feiern können. Sie machen Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachayate. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasthrityadi Chitarni. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vajkapaturibhyas chakripa sindubhya evacha. Padidanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Would it be better to use the cordless? Is it louder? Or, I mean, this is probably
enough. I'll try and get it to fit in the mic.
Okay, otherwise we just use this. No, just use that.
Is it okay?
It's all right. This is, yeah, okay. Hare Krishna, everyone. Can we have your attention, please? We will say, as we were ordered by Nrisimha Prabhu, we will say a few words about Srila Prabhupada. How wonderful. Well, a while ago, before the arati, I think it was, something like that, earlier on, Nrisimha Prabhu was telling us about this mood that Prabhupada is coming. Prabhupada is coming. And it's a fact that I was there a number of times when Prabhupada was coming. And it was quite an experience. Let me tell you one thing which I personally experienced when Prabhupada was coming. It must have been 1973, or maybe it was 74, something like that, around then. And Prabhupada was coming to London. So, at the time we had Bhaktivedanta Manor, but I was staying in our central London temple. It was on a street called Berry Place, and that temple is known as the Berry Place Temple. So I remember Srila Prabhupada was coming. I was assigned to sort of try and do something in his main room. Oops, anyway, it's falling down. It's having a minor fall down. Slow but sure. So yeah, I was assigned to do something in his main room. It was like his darshan room in Berry Place. So they told me, you know what? Prabhupada likes frankincense. You know what frankincense is like? Like real frankincense is blocks of, you know, sort of some resin or something, I'm not sure, but it's blocks. So he gave me a whole lot of frankincense and said, burn the frankincense, or burn some of it, perhaps. So I thought, right, Prabhupada likes frankincense. Let me burn all the frankincense. It was about a kilo. And that room, there was so much smoke, you could hardly see your hand in front of your face. And I thought, gosh, does Prabhupada like the frankincense that much? But it was obvious we had overdone it. And then they came running in. Prabhupada is coming! Prabhupada is coming! And they walked into this wall of smoke. And so we had to open all the windows and get all the smoke out before Prabhupada came. Otherwise it would have been embarrassing. Here's a little story about embarrassment when Prabhupada is coming. The devotees, I think it was in San Diego, maybe Laguna Beach, Southern California, they were getting ready because Prabhupada was coming. And one devotee got the bright idea, sort of excessively bright, overly bright idea, that we must write the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the front steps going up to the temple, right at the main entrance, because, you know, Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, it must be the right thing to do. So they had painted the temple and cleaned the temple and done everything to the temple and thrown stuff out. And they're all these empty paint buckets and brushes and all sorts of stuff. Okay, we'll throw it out the back. They had no time to sort of dispose of it in an orderly way. They just chucked it out the back door. So this whole mess and few piles of junk out the back. So Prabhupada came. Prabhupada stepped out of the car. He came to the front steps and saw the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, Hare Krishna, I cannot step on this. I will go round the back." So he went around the back and had to sort of fight his way with the devotees throwing stuff, trying to make a way so Prabhupada could go through. But it was always very exciting when Prabhupada came. The first time that Prabhupada came to Bhaktivedanta Manor, 1973, I think it was May, might have been June, but I think it was May. It was around that time, just coming into the northern summer. So the devotee who was organized, Prabhupada came from the airport by helicopter. And the devotee who had organized the helicopter, he wasn't confident that the helicopter would, you know, that it would work out or would be acceptable to Prabhupada. So he also hired a limousine, like one of these stretch jobs. And he wasn't sure that one limousine, you know, because something might go wrong. So he hired two from two different companies. And then he still wasn't sure. So he hired a third limousine. They're just backups in case the helicopter doesn't work out somehow. And I remember being there at Bhaktivedanta Manor where Prabhupada's coming like within an hour or something, and these three limousines are there with three limousine drivers. And they're all running around trying to find out what's going on. What are we meant to do? And they asked one devotee, "Who's in charge? Take a guess what he said." "Go on. Take a guess. Who's in charge?" "Krishna!" Here's another story. I mean, I was present for that one. Oh gosh, that was really quite something. Here's another one from London, but I wasn't present. It was before I joined. Maybe 72. 71 even, something like that. So Srila Prabhupada was coming. Only problem, the devotees had got the time of arrival of the flight wrong by about an hour or a couple of hours, little significant period of time. So there was no one at the airport except one devotee who happened to be at the airport on business. He was there on business and he had a Ford Transit van. He was the devotee in charge of the, what they called, spiritual sky. They used to manufacture agarbatti, a lot of agarbatti, and wholesale it to shops all over the UK. So this was the spiritual sky manager, director, and the spiritual sky van, Ford Transit. You know what a Ford Transit is? Yeah, it's sort of like a Hiace type of something like that. And that spiritual sky van smelt of agavati. It permanently smelt like there are at least 20,000 sticks of agavati burning in it, like 24 hours a day. It just reeked of agavati, and it was a mess. And the manager was at the airport, and who should he see walking out of the sort of arrivals area but Srila Prabhupada. And there was no one there because the devotees had got the time wrong. So he just happened to be there, and he met Srila Prabhupada, and he greeted him, and there was no vehicle except the spiritual sky van, which smelt like just totally unbelievable. So he had to take Prabhupada in that. However, as they're walking out through the airport, Heathrow, it's a big airport, so they're walking out, he said, Prabhupada, just one minute. That was the age, sort of like the bronze stone age, before cell phones. Can you believe it? There was life before cell phones. It's true. So he had no means of communication. But as they passed by a public telephone, he asked Prabhupada to wait 1 minute. And he jumped into the phone box, quickly called the temple. And someone answered the phone. And this devotee said, Prabhupada's coming! And the devotee on the other end said, I know Prabhupada's coming! Bang! And hung up. So he had to take Prabhupada in the spiritual sky van and drive there. They arrived, and all the devotees were madly cleaning up and doing everything, and Prabhupada just walked in. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Anyway, let's just do one little thing. Pranav Ji, when they are ready, can you give a very subtle sign?
Okay.
Like blow a conch or wave your hands or something. Okay, otherwise we can just go on forever. So yeah, Prabhupada's coming. Prabhupada's coming. So anyway, you know, there's so many things we can say about Srila Prabhupada. Let me tell you another Prabhupada's coming story. Some of you will have heard this. It's about my own experience. Well, I mentioned about the three stretch limousines and the helicopter. Eventually, Prabhupada came in the helicopter. And all the devotees from all over Europe, France, Germany, Holland, Scandinavia, Italy, you know, you name it, wherever there were devotees. In Europe, they were all there. There was about 500 devotees. And Prabhupada landed in the helicopter and got out of the helicopter. And the devotees made two lines from the helicopter. I don't know if you've been, have any of you been to Bhaktivedanta Manor? You've been there? Have you really? Okay. The helicopter landed on the flat area by the lake. Prabhupada came out between these two lines of devotees, in between the two lines. So the devotees, as Prabhupada came by, the devotees offered obeisances, one, two, three, as Prabhupada's moving. So it was like a dominoes effect. It really was. And Prabhupada came around the building and in through, well, it's the main door they use, although it's actually a back door, but it's the main door they use now. So he came in around that way and then in through the building to where the stairs go up to his quarters. And I was one of the new boys, because I had only joined maybe 5 or 6 months before. So I was at the end of the line, or right by the end of the line in the last part. And so Prabhupada came, and we offered our obeisances. But Prabhupada stopped, not exactly in front of me, but in front of the next devotee before me, right in front of him, he stopped and talked to one other devotee named Brahmananda, Brahmananda Swami, who was a big man, sannyasi, with a big danda. And they were talking in front of the next devotee, just on my right. And we didn't know what to do. We were down. But we turned our heads, you know. What should we do? Should we stay down? Because Prabhupada was there for a couple of minutes. Should we stay down, or should we just get up and just sort of carry on with life? So we decided, we took the conservative approach. We stayed down for a couple of minutes. And the devotee right next to me, on my right, he slowly put his hand out along the floor, very discreetly, slowly, and stretched a bit, and then a bit more, and then he stretched, and he stretched, and he touched one of Prabhupada's feet. And I'm here. If this is him, the other devotee, I'm right here. And then he turned to me, because we're down, so he turned to me, and he went, go on, okay, so let's give it a try. But I was a little further away from Prabhupada, because Prabhupada's in front of the other devotee. So, all right, so out goes my hand, slowly, and I got to maybe about sort of this kind of position. And this Brahmananda Swami, with his big sannyas danda, he went bang on my hand. I pulled my hand back. But the other devotee, you know, I'm now the other devotee, he's like this on the floor. And he went, go on. So, all right. If at first you don't succeed, try again. So out went my hand again, slowly, and somehow Brahmananda was looking the other way. But Prabhupada was a bit further away, so I had to stretch, and then really stretch, but I managed to touch Prabhupada's foot. And I think that's why I'm still here today. Just by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that's all. Because it's not easy sometimes. Yes, but Prabhupada is such an extraordinary character. When Prabhupada was... Before I joined, actually, shortly, anyway, maybe 72, Prabhupada was there in London, and, you know, Prabhupada had a real sense of humor. Prabhupada was being driven to a program, like a hall program. I think one of the Conway Hall programs. So he's being driven in a taxi. And in the taxi with him is one devotee named Tribhuvanath Prabhu, who I imagine none of you met. Unfortunately, he passed away. He wanted to come to South Africa. We talked about it. But he didn't make it. He was just an amazing devotee. just an amazing devotee. So anyway, Tribhuvanath was with Srila Prabhupada in the taxi. And there's another devotee, some other devotee with them. And the route they took, because the route they took, our temple was just by the central part, just less than one round Japa walk from the actual main street of London, Oxford Street. So they were driving across, and the route the taxi took was along what they call Pall Mall and up to Buckingham Palace, and then to the left in front of Buckingham Palace, and then out to like Knightsbridge or somewhere out there. So as they're driving up towards Buckingham Palace, there's a straight road that leads up like a grand avenue up to Buckingham Palace, and you can see it down the end. So the other devotee in the car said, Srila Prabhupada, one of the guards from Buckingham Palace has become a devotee. You know, these guys with the big black hats, the Busbys. Yeah, one of the guards has become a devotee. He's a very important man. He's one of the guards from Buckingham Palace. It's really, you know, very significant. He has become a devotee. Yeah, a very important fellow. And his devotees are quite carried away about the whole thing. And Prabhupada turned to him and gave him one of his... You know, Prabhupada had different looks. Prabhupada gave him a look like, you know, sure, you're a bit stupid, aren't you? So, yeah, so this guy is a very important man. He's become a devotee, Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, and what about the Queen? Well, the Queen has met devotees on a number of occasions, actually. And she said Hare Krishna a few times, so it could be a lot worse. This devotee trip, Tribhuvanath, let me just tell you a little story about Tribhuvanath. He was just such a character. He joined the temple when he was 18. He had just turned 18. And in the temple, there's like, I don't know, half a dozen, maybe 10 devotees at the most living. And one day, the temple president came up to him and said, you know, we're all going to India. Really? When? Tomorrow. But who's going to run the temple? Who'll be in charge? You. So for like a month or so, he was the one-man show for ISKCON London. He was the president, he was the chief rubbish collector, sweeper, head cook. He was everything. At 18 years of age, having been a devotee maybe 6 months. And one day the phone rang. He answered the phone because he was also the chief telephone answerer, like secretary. Yes, hello. This is the BBC TV One. We'd like to speak to the president. Yes, speaking. We want to interview you on television, TV One. Can we come over? Yes. So there he is, he's 18 years old, the leader of the Hare Krishna movement in the UK at that point. And his parents, he was Irish. His parents, you know, he neglected to tell his parents that he'd become a devotee. Life was like that in those days. And his parents found out when they were watching television, TV One, Here's their son, 18 years old, the head of the Hare Krishna movement in the UK. Yes. One time Srila Prabhupada was there in London, in Berry Place, that Berry Place temple right in the center. And he was giving class in front of the deities. And it's sort of his, where he was sitting is sort of slightly like where I'm sitting here. You know, there's the altar over there, except Prabhupada was much closer. Much closer. He could literally stick his hand out and touch the deities on the altar. And the Vyasa said, if the altar's like that, along following the wall there, looking out, the deities looking out this way, Prabhupada was on a little, just a little angle to the left, towards the devotees who are on his left. So Prabhupada gave a class, and then he stopped, and he looked at the deities, Radha London Ishwara. And Prabhupada became emotional. Some tears started coming. And Prabhupada looked back at the devotees. Prabhupada said, I have captured Krishna. I've captured Krishna. And I'm holding him here for you. Please come and get him. So it was very deep. Prabhupada was such a deep person. You know, we can only hint at it in certain ways. But such a deep person. And the devotees who were there, they really felt that that's what the situation was. That Prabhupada had Krishna, and he could just give him just like that. Very amazing experience. So, how are they doing? Okay. So, let's see. Prabhupada, one time, well, let us switch to India, Bharat, Bombay or Mumbai. Srila Prabhupada was there, and what happened? Okay, Srila Prabhupada was there, and two young men came to visit Prabhupada. They're like young Hindu activists. They're like trying to push, kind of like BJP RSS, if you know what that means. VHP. You know what VHP is? Come on. RSS? Rashtriya Swayamsevak. Anyway, these are all different Hindu activist groups. They came to see Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada started preaching to them as he always did. And, you know, trying to get them to accept Krishna consciousness. But when these young boys, when they got a little gap there, they interrupted Prabhupada. And they said, yes, we know these things. We know these things. We know these things. And they said that, what did they say? They said, we follow a different path. They said, our idea is service to man is service to God. Bhagavan ka seva, manushya seva, manushya ka seva. Hey, service to man is service to God. Like, you know, don't bother us. Don't preach to us too much because we're okay. And Prabhupada said, oh, good, good. Service to man is service to God. Very nice. Prabhupada said, well, but if service to man is service to God, then service to God must be service to man. These boys didn't know what it oh. A subtle announcement. Just a quiet hint. Okay, that's fine. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Let me just finish the story. We're almost there. So these little boys, these young men, they were just speechless. No one had hit them with that before. It almost just knocked them out completely. And then Prabhupada said, okay, because six of one, half a dozen, six, half a dozen, it's the same. Service to man is service to God is service to man, it must be the same. They couldn't say anything. Prabhupada said, the only question is, what is easier? Is it easier to serve 7 billion people? That's man, humanity. Or is it easier to serve Krishna because Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Pavam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati? He quoted that verse. Krishna says, you offer me one leaf, one flower, one fruit, little water in devotion, I'll accept it. So what's easier? They were still speechless, these boys. But they had to accept, yes. As Prabhupada said, pleasing Krishna, serving Krishna is so easy, so much easier than trying to serve 7 billion people. It's almost a crazy idea, actually. So this is the brilliance of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So what do we do next? It's Guru Puja. Okay, so devotees, of course many of you are familiar with Krishna consciousness. You know that we sit down, then we stand up, then we sit down again, then we may stand up again. We're going to stand up again, okay, because we're going to offer Guru Puja to Prabhupada. After that we'll sit down and then stand up again. All right, so for the time being, please stand up. We'll offer arati to Prabhupada. Sounds like a song. Please stand up. Please stand up.